Proclamation number 8550 of 6th of July, 1963. Truthful education about Jesus and redemptive work. You will still often have to deal with error because the raging of my opponent will become more and more obvious, who can only confuse the thoughts of men through error and lie, and therefore will also omit nothing what helps him to do it. Again and again he will attack truth and so want to undermine my work with you. But what, he will not succeed because I have strong supports on earth, which do not so easily become unsteady because they are supported by me myself. And their strength already consists of the fact that they are able to recognize every error and therefore will also take action against it. A knowing person cannot be deceived so easily, and a knowing person now has the task to also give enlightenment to fellow human beings as far as this is possible. And it will be the adversary's attempt to keep people ignorant of the value and importance of the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. Because what they do not recognize as important, that they also do not strive for. And if the adversary only succeeds in portraying Jesus as a person who transgressed against the authority of the state and was therefore condemned to death, then people will not feel prompted to take the path to him, to the cross, for they lack knowledge of his act of salvation, of his merciful love, and this is the adversary's endeavor. To first refute this opinion to people requires a certain courage as an orator, for people only rarely want to engage in such conversations because they have a defense against Jesus as a result of the adversary's influence, to portray Jesus as a rebellious person. That is why from my side the work of redemption of Jesus Christ is always emphasized. It comes to the fore because completely different connections lay the basis of this work of mercy, and these are to be explained to fellow men if possible to grasp his significant mission. And this is my counter work, that I direct pure truth to earth, otherwise men would already long ago be in fullest ignorance about Jesus Christ and the significance of his work of redemption. Then this knowledge will be offered to you truthfully, then you will understand it and accept it. But if only that representation is supplied to you, then you will easily be inclined to consider him as a secondary figure, but not as him, in whom I myself became man, in whom I as God have united myself with him. Jesus' deity is denied by the adversary's side, but it is the most important problem which is to be solved for you, because you are to recognize and acknowledge me myself and Jesus. And therefore I will reveal myself again and again to a person who consciously allows these revelations, so that again and again the exact knowledge about the act of salvation and God's incarnation will be conveyed to people who willingly accept the knowledge, who are willing to follow Jesus and who want to turn to me myself in Jesus and unite with me for eternity. Anyone who has taken note of who Jesus is and what motivated his earthly progress will truly not walk this path of earthly life in vain. He will consciously strive towards the final aim, the final unification of his soul with me, who embodied myself and Jesus on earth. That is why this knowledge is of such great importance, and the spreading of it is always an action against my adversary, who is more interested in nothing than to leave people in ignorance about it or to give them erroneous explanations about the man Jesus. If Jesus is only portrayed as a man who has transgressed against the authority of the state, then this portrayal is intended to pass him over as unimportant, and the purpose of earth life is missed. But also an enlightenment corresponding to truth contributes little to perfection on earth when it is received indifferently, without living faith. when a man does not seek to draw the benefit for the soul out of truth. When men do not seriously think about what the work of redemption of Jesus Christ means. And also this indifference, the form faith, is a work of my adversary to prevent that men earnestly seek me, that they earnestly go the way to the cross to find redemption from their guilt, which was the cause of their existence as man. And the adversary will do everything to prevent the redemption through Jesus Christ if the human being's will does not seriously strive for its perfection, so that I can mentally convey the truth about Jesus and his act of salvation to him, which he will then also use for his own and his fellow human being's salvation. The will of man alone is decisive. And the adversary seeks to subjugate this will to himself, and only Jesus can prevent him from doing so. But that is why he in his work of redemption must be recognized and a truthful enlightenment must also be sent to man, which then will cause him to strive further and also let him reach his aim. Because now his will always experiences more strengthening than grace of the work of redemption of Jesus Christ. And so it will remain a constant fight between light and darkness. Constantly my adversary will seek to condense the darkness, but constantly I will also let the light shine and send truthful enlightenment to men, and who gratefully receives my gift. He will also escape the power of my adversary and reach his aim on earth. Amen.